ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः अथ साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः इन् दिस् सेकेण्ड् चाप्टर् साङ्ख्ययोग वि हव् सीन् the verses discussing the topic of karma yoga, and we have now come to the 52nd verse. Have we? Okay. And have you seen the bhashyam also there? Finished. Okay. So here, te buddhihi yada moha kalilam vyatitarishyati tada shrotavyasya srutasya cha nirvedam gantasi. Let me read the Bhashyam again. Yada yasmin kale te tava, te tava your moha kalilam. What is moha kalilam? Mohatmakam aviveka rupam kalushyam. Moha kalilam means the impurity in the form of delusion. What is moha? Avivekaha is moha. So lack of discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is impermanent. We do not know what is permanent. But definitely we understand that everything in this life world is impermanent. Everything is impermanent, everything is time bound. At least we can have this much understanding, everything in this world being impermanent is very clear. Therefore, an impermanent thing cannot be a source of permanent happiness. So there must be something permanent. So this lack of discriminative understanding of what is permanent and impermanent is the impurity. Impurity is in the form of lack of discriminative understanding. So aviveka rupam kalushyam. Moha kalyam. Kalyam is equal to kalushyam. Moha is equal to avivekaha. So aviveka rupam kalushyam. Yena Atma Anatma Viveka Bodha. Very beautiful. Atma Anatma Viveka Bodha. The knowledge of the discriminate, Viveka Bodha means discriminative knowledge. Discriminative knowledge of Atma Anatma. Discriminative understanding of Atma is permanent, Anatma is impermanent. That, the discriminative understanding, kalushikritya vishayam prati kalushikritya vishayam prati antahkaranam pravartate. See, once the lack of understanding is not there, then actually what happened? Kalushikaroti. Kalushikaroti means what? Pollutes. Kalushikaroti means pollutes. What pollutes the mind here? This moha, this delusion, the lack of discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is impermanent, that impermanent is Atma, impermanent is Anatma, that discriminative understanding is, Viveka is not there, means that Aviveka alone pollutes, contaminates our mind. Kalushi karoti. What pollutes means, how does it pollute? Vishayam prati antakkaranam pravartate. When there is delusion, there is a kalushi karanam, there happen what, there is a mind becomes confused and deluded with this impurity of aviveka, that is how mind antakkanam vishayam prati pravartate. Mind always goes towards the sense objects. Okay, mind goes towards sense objects. Mind becomes disturbed, distracted. When mind mind is not available for focusing on the teaching. Mind is not available for understanding the teaching. Mind is not available for dwelling upon the teaching. Where is the question of dwelling upon the teaching? You know, available even for listening to the teaching. Because priorities not very clear. Mind easily external things. My God, people go after things. They do not have time for Shastra study. They do not have time for thinking of the Shastram, subject matter of the Shastram. Why still people are going? For living this life, you can involve yourself in other activities, only minimum. But most of the time is spent in unnecessary things because of the distraction. The distraction is caused by this lack of discriminative understanding of the permanent is Atma, everything else in the world is impermanent. So Atma, Anatma, Viveka, Bodha, Bodham Kalushi Kritya Vishyam Prati Antakkanam Pravartate. The lack of discriminative knowledge alone makes the cause, contributes for what? Antakkanam, being attracted towards the sense objects. Means what? Then our activities, we become very busy. Our whole busyness is based on, is for fulfilling our, fulfillment of our desires, fulfillment of other things, not available for antakkanam. When that mohakalam vijitarishyati, when a person has clear understanding, and there is a problem called samsara, and the knowledge is the only means, I need to discover who I am. I need to discover what this I is. Only in knowing my swarupam, real happiness is, my real sukham is, the permanent freedom is, only in knowing the truth. As long as mind goes out of these things, and there is still kalushi karanam is there. So that's why this, he says, this delusion one has to overcome. How one overcome? When you have viveka. Viveka jnanam is there. Viveka and aviveka cannot coexist, isn't it? So viveka atma anatma viveka bodha, that you understand. When you have this discriminative understanding of the permanent is Atma, everything else is impermanent, that time your buddhi shuddha bhavam apatsyate. That is when your mind attains purity. Means what? Mind is free from this impurity in the form of delusion. When the vivekaha rises, discriminative knowledge rises, then mind becomes free from the impurity in the form of delusion. Shuddha bhavam apatsyate ityartha. Then what happens that time? One certain jnanam also. The nirvedam gantasi. That it is then rate nirvedam. Vairagyam. Vairagyam gantasi. Then the viveka jnanam, as a result of that viveka, then when you attain jnanam, being focused, then shrotavyasya shrutasya cha nirvedam gantasi. You will not be interested in anything that has been heard of things other than the Atma. And shrutasya cha, shrotavyam, anything so much may be there to be heard, anything other than the Atma, you will not be interested. Shrutam, whatever has been heard until now of things other than the Atma, you will not be interested. Is it clear now? You will not be interested in hearing of things other than Atma. You will not be interested in things which have already been heard other than the Atma. So, Shrotavyam Shrutam means what? Things which have not yet been heard, you will not be interested. See, whatever already you have heard also, you will not be interested. Why? Attention is not now distracted. Because no more moha kalushyam is no more there in the mind. Now there is clear understanding. Atma jnanam is the only means of attainment of moksha. Therefore, your attention will be totally available for listening to the unfoldment of the nature of the self only. I'm not interested in, okay, nowadays, especially at least those days, they were not distractions. Still they discuss about this problem. Now, my God, those days, no YouTubes, no WhatsApps, no FaceTime, no Twitter, no Instagram. Still they were distracted. And they're talking about the distraction. Now we have hundreds of, my God, countless number of things to distract us. Therefore, it takes a great deal of viveka, maturity, to be very clear, be clear about the priority, so that whatever has been heard until now of things other than the Atma, you will not be interested. Whatever is there to be heard, things other than the Atma, you will not be interested. Okay? You will be completely dispassionate towards everything other than the Atma. You won't be interested in anything. Isn't it? Once that, that's called what now? Purna. You are total dispassion towards everything else. It's called Vairagyam. So without Viveka, Vairagyam is not possible. Without Vairagyam, attention will not be available totally for the pursuit of Jnanam. The people know how, it's not that like a pickle. While eating, you touch pickle. So people, we go to temple, we pray to Bhagavan, you know, we do puja, we have to do this, but time, little time for Shastram also. And then, you know, one day we had to go for this movie, one day go for these things. One day we had to do that, we had to do this. You know, we had to be balanced. Like people talk all these things. We had to be very balanced. You can't be like this. They had their own logic, justification. No, Shastram says what? Come on, once you are mature individual, it's all, you can justify yourself only as long as you don't have Viveka. The Viveka has to be there. See, my freedom, the freedom, the happiness I'm searching for, the peace of mind I'm searching for, total freedom from, okay, the fear, the fearlessness I'm searching for, is there only in changing the error, the perspective of myself. I need to really know what I am. It is jnanam, jnanadeva kaivalyam. The solution is only in knowing my nature. There's no problem in the world. How much ever I accumulate, how much ever I accumulate in terms of knowledge, in terms of wealth, in terms of possessions and positions, how much ever I accumulate, whatever I lose in life, actually, no holding things, nothing is going to help. All this friendship and going and parties and all those things, that's all emotional and time simply. It's all try efforts to keep oneself in good humor. It's all waste of time. Waste of time. There's no real peace in anything else in the world. Only when I change the perspective, perception of myself, in the world, my real happiness is. And all wrong notions about myself had to be resolved. That is where my happiness is. Not by changing anything in the world. not by doing anything in the world, not by pacifying, pleasing others in the world, not by anything, just only by dropping all the wrong notions I have about myself, I can claim the happiness and freedom. It's already there, for which I need only jnanam. I need to ascertain what exactly I am. That is where my moksha is. If that viveka, atma jnane eva mokshaha, anatma is impermanent. This atma, anatma, viveka, buddhi, and aviveka bodha, you know, viveka, this aviveka, lack of discriminative understanding, really pollutes the mind. That way, mind goes all over everything to everything. Let me go and listen to that. Let me go and listen to this. Let me go and do this. Let me do that. You know, mind goes everywhere. Whereas, once this Viveka is there, the Viveka is born out only by living a clean life of karma yoga, genuine worship of the Lord, prayer to the Lord, and being living a life consciously of values in the life, always having proper attitude in your activities, and always trying to remain balanced in life. That strictly living life karma yoga really should contribute for what? This viveka. Viveka comes only then. Viveka comes because it takes great deal of intellectual sharpness, subtleness. It is then one will have dispassion towards everything. Whatever has been known to you already, you are not interested. There may be things to be known so much in the world, you will not be interested. There's so much to be known in the world, you have no time for anything. Your time, your attention is only for Atma Jnanam. That is Viveka. Okay? That Vairagyam comes. My time is only for Atma Jnanam. Only when you have that Viveka. Therefore, so Viveka happened. That's how Viveka is. So, he says, now, Shotavyasya Shrutasya cha Nirvedam Gantasi. Because they do not have any value in your understanding. Nishphalam Pratipadyate. Whatever has been heard, known, understood, is of no use for you now, because that has not served any purpose for you. And other than knowing the Atma, so what? Let the world be there having so much. So what? That also is not going to be of any. Shrotavyam api nishpalam pratipadyate. Whatever has to be heard in the world, whatever has to be known in the world, everything becomes, no, everything loses its validity. Everything becomes not useful for a person who is earning for Atma Jnanam. Okay? Nishpalam pratipadyate itabhiprayaha. Tasmin nirvedam vairagyam ganta asi. What is vairagyam? He explains very beautifully. No more interest in knowing, hearing about anything other than the Atma Jnanam. That Vairagyam. Then you are a sannyasi mentally. Even if you are not wearing saffron clothes, that is when that Vairagyam makes you a person of renunciation. Wearing saffron robes does not make a person a sannyasi. It is his vairagyam. No more interest in anything. Not simply this vairagyam should not be smashana vairagyam. This must be vivekaja buddhihi. This passion born of very clear discriminative understanding of Atma, Jnanam being the only means of freedom, and everything other than Atma Jnanam is what? Anatma, which is Mithya, and which is not a source of happiness. Therefore, he says, Shrotavyasya Shrutasya cha. Means what? Shrotavyam Nishpalam Pratipadyate. Shrutam cha Nishpalam Pratipadyate. Whatever has been known, whatever has been done, whatever has been achieved, everything now, as an aspirant of Atma Jnanam, okay, has lost its validity. Oh, so much is that to be known, understood, achieved, accomplished in life. No, it all has lost its validity. This is what the message conveyed in this verse. Is it clear? Have you clarified now? Okay. And as a result of which, a person attains jnanam, the person becomes a person of absolute dispassion. The Purna Vairagyam is possible only when this much Vairagyam comes. This only passion this person has is for jnanam. And towards everything, he has dispassion. Okay. Now next, we introduce next verse. Moha Kalila Atyayadvarena. Correct now? Are you all with me now? Okay. I'm in next sentence. Moha Kalila Atyayadvarena. See, Moha Kalila Atyayadvarena. Moha, Mohasya Kalam, Moha, Moha, Mohayeva Kalilam, Moha Kalilam. The impurity in the form of delusion. Atyayaha means what? Overcoming. Crossing over. Atyaya dvarena. Through. So, moha kalina atyaya dvarena. Through the elimination of, through overcoming means what? Overcoming the impurity in the form of delusion means being free from the delusion in the form of the impurity of delusion. So having purified off the impurity in the form of delusion. Labdha Atma Vivekaja Prajnaha. Beautiful. Labdha Atma Vivekaja Prajnaha. Vivekena Jata Prajna Yasya. Vivekena Jata Prajna Yasya. Saha Vivekaja Prajnaha. Labdaha Atma. Labdaha Atma Viveka. Two compounds, okay? Labdaha Atma Vivekaha. Yena. Saha Labdhatma Vivekaha. The person who has got the discriminative understanding of Atma being the only source of happiness, moksha, that person is Labdha Atma Vivekaha. Labdaha Atma Vivekaha. See, Atmanaha Vivekaha, Atma Vivekaha. Labdaha Atma Vivekaha. Yena, Labdha Atma Vivekaha. Labdha Atma Vivekena Jata Prajna. Labdha Atma Vivekaja Prajna. So he says, kada karma yoga jam phalam பரமார்த்தயோகம் அவாப்சிசி இட்டி சேத் தத் ஸ்ருணு. சி த த்ரீ திங்ஸ், ப்ளீஸ் லிசன் மீ கேர்ஃபுல்லி. கர்மயோகா ஞானயோகா பரமார்த்தயோகா, த்ரீ வேர்ட்ஸ். கர்மயோகா ஞானயோகா பரமார்த்தயோகா. கர்மயோகா இஸ் எ டிசிப்ளின் டு பி ஃபாலோடு ஃபார் அந்தகர்ண சுத்தி அண்ட் அந்தகர்ண நைஷ்சல்யம். கர்மயோகா இட்ஸ் இன்க்ளூசிவ் ஆஃப் மெடிடேஷன் ஆல்சோ. மெடிடேஷன் மீன்ஸ் வாட்ஷிப்ஃபுல்னஸ், பிரேயர்ஃபுல்னஸ். கர்மயோகா நெவர் லைக் டு செப்பரேட் மெடிடேஷன். ஓகே, வாட் மெடிடேஷன்? யூ ஆர் லிவிங் லைஃப் கர்மயோகா மீன்ஸ் யூ ஆர் ஆல்வேஸ் மெடிடேட்டிவ், பிகாஸ் யூ ஆர் ஆல்வேஸ் கான்சியஸ் ஆஃப் ஈஸ்வரா. யூ ஆர் ஆல்வேஸ் டூயிங் எவ்ரி திங் ஆஸ் வித் ஈஷார்பண புத்தி. யூ ஆர் ஆல்வேஸ் கான்சியஸ் ஆஃப் அக்செப்டிங் எவ்ரி திங் ஆஸ் பிரசாத. You're always conscious of not going against dharma. You're always worshipful. You're always prayerful. Therefore, you're focused on Bhagavan. Therefore, apart from specific things, so karma yoga means it's inclusive of meditation also, worship also. Meditation means worship. Worship means what? Always keeping one's mind in association with Bhagavan. Placing attention in Ishvara is meditation. Therefore, கர்ம யோகா இஸ் எ டிசிப்ளின் டு பி ஃபாலோட் ஃபார் மென்டல் பியூரிஃபிகேஷன் அண்ட் மென்டல் ஸ்டெடினஸ். அண்ட் சோ வென் எ பர்சன் இஸ் மென்டல் பியூரிஃபிகேஷன் மீன்ஸ் வாட் தட் ஷுட் ரிசல்ட், லிவிங் லைஃப் கர்ம யோகா ஷுட் ரிசல்ட் இன் தி டிஸ்கவரி ஆஃப் டிஸ்பாஷன். லிவிங் லைஃப் கர்ம யோகா ஷுட் ரிசல்ட் இன் mental purification, mental steadiness means what? Here, of course, mind becomes free from impurities. That's a different thing. Not only that, viveka kalusham should go. When all this jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, not all those things alone go. Viveka kalusham. Living life karma yoga helps a person. Living life karma yoga enables a person to get rid of the impurity in the form of delusion. As a result of which, a person, that's what is said to be what now? Labdha atma vivekaha bhavati karma yogena labdha atma vivekaha bhavati. A person becomes free from the impurity in the form of delusion. Thereby, he knows Atma Jnanam being the only means of attainment of freedom. That is how he discovers dispassion. So, discovery of dispassion through the removal of the delusion, discovery of dispassion through the removal of delusion is the result of living a life of karma yoga. I'll repeat again, discovery of dispassion through the removal of delusion is the benefit of living a life of karma yoga. When there is discovery of dispassion, when a person becomes dispassionate towards everything as shrotavyam and shrutam, and when he is free from this delusion, and he is a person of fourfold qualifications. He has viveka, vairagyam, he has samaha, damaha, uparamati, tiksha, everything he comes. So, labdha adh viveke, vivekaja prajna. Now, what's the prajna now? He becomes conscious. No, I must get that jnanam. The commitment to the pursuit of jnanam. சோ கமிட்மெண்ட் டு பர்சூட் ஆஃப் ஞானம் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் ஆஃப் த ஃபேக்ட் த மோக்ஷா இஸ் ஒன்லி இன் தட் இஸ் தி விவேகஜா பிரஜா. And he becomes committed to the pursuit of jnanam, then what happens? Karma yoga jam phalam is entry into the jnana yoga. The focused attention, of course, until this viveka vairagyam happens also, one may be listening. But still, the real listening happens. Every word you listen carefully. Attention is very total focus. Listening to the unfoldment of the Shastra. Somehow some punyam brings to the Shastra class. But here, are we really focused in listening to this? Are we distracted? Are we also mixing other things along with Shastra study? All these things now are determined by your commitment, isn't it? Then, with this prepared mind, but this mind which is free from impurity of delusion, which has discovered vairagyam, by this passion towards everything else, that mind now is what now? The mind which is ready for jnana yoga. And once a person is given the discipline of jnana yoga, and that should culminate in what? Paramartha yogam. Paramartha yoga means discovering Atma being oneself. Karma yoga jam phalam is jnana yoga. Entry into jnana yoga. And jnana yoga jam phalam is what? Paramartha yoga. And that you will avapsi see. So the question comes, when shall I attain that? Preparedness for jnana yoga. Thereby, when shall I be eligible for paramartha yoga? So he is going to give the answer. Paramartha yogam kada avapsyami? When shall I attain that? Paramartha yoga means what? Accomplishment, having the ascertained vision of the absolute reality, Brahman being one's own self. That is the Paramartha Yoga. Attainment of Paramartha Yoga. So when shall I attain that Paramartha Yoga? Mean what? When shall I attain the absolute wisdom, ultimate knowledge? Through the Jnana Yoga, by following the discipline of Jnana Yoga, which itself is, and being given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga itself is the benefit of the living of Karma Yoga. So living of Karma Yoga blesses a person with the preparedness to enter into the discipline of Jnana Yoga. And living life of and going to the discipline of Jnana Yoga should culminate in the Paramartha Yoga. Attainment of vision of the truth. So when shall I attain that wisdom? Karma yoga, paramartha yogam kada avapsyami? When shall I attain the absolute knowledge, ultimate truth, the vision of the Atma, which is said to be paramartha yoga? By going through the discipline of jnana yoga, which has been obtained as a result of living life karma yoga. Is it clear now? Is it clear? which you can go all there on the online. Okay. Now, Shrunu. So, for the following verse, Shankara Gaudapada makes it very clear. Shruti vipratipannate yadasthasyati nischala samadhavachala buddhihi tadayogamavapsyasi. See, the vairagyam, you know, we ourselves know what is the degree of vairagyam we have. How committed are we to the pursuit of jnanam? How committed are we to the pursuit of moksha? What are our priorities? Very, very clear. Living a life of karma yoga definitely should bless a person with the discovery of vairagyam. Bless a person with the viveka. That viveka must help person discover vairagyam. One viveka vairagyam a person has, then he is a person of fourfold qualifications, and which means karma yoga has served its purpose. That viveka vairagyam will drive him, chase him to follow this discipline of jnana yoga. And that jnana yoga, he can be focused, should culminate in the attainment of the vision of the Atma being one's own nature. Paramatma Swarupam being one's own self. And that is Paramartha Yoga. Paramartha Vastu Jnanam is Paramartha Yoga. That is Moksha. Paramartha Yoga is discovery of Moksha. When shall I attain? If a person has a question, Arjuna, if you have a question, listen to my teaching. Bhagavan says, Shruti Vipratipannate Yadasthasyati Nischala Samadhavachala Buddhi Tadayogamavapsyasi. Shruti Vipratipannate Yadasthasyati Nischala Samadhavachala Buddhi Tadayogamavapsyasi. Okay. He says, Te Buddhihi Yada Nischala, Te Nischala Buddhihi, your disturbance-free mind, distraction-free mind, Te Nischala Buddhihi, your distraction-free, disturbance-free intellect, mind, Samadhau Yada Achalasthasyati, when it will remain firmly. See, Nischala Achala, two verbs. Nischala should be taken as adjective of the Buddhi, and Achala should be taken as adverb. Firmly, it will remain. Where? Samadhau. Samadhi means what? What is Samadhi? Samadhi is not experience here. The word Samadhi means a state of experience. The word Samadhi also means mind. And the word Samadhi also means remaining focused in, placing one's attention in one's own essential nature, which is Paramatma. Placing the attention of one's mind in Paramatma, one's own, obtaining as one's own Swarup means Samadhi. So Samadhau Achalasthasati, when your mind, distraction-free, disturbance-free mind will remain firmly in, okay, in Paramatma, obtaining as your own Swarupam, Tada, then Yogam avapsisi. You will attain Paramartha Yoga, the vision, ascertained vision of the Absolute. Tada Yogam avapsisi. You attain the Absolute, the vision, ascertained vision of the reality, Paramatma Swarupam, which is the culmination of going to the discipline of Jnana Yoga. Be very clear here, okay? Sometimes people may mistake this for Jnana Yoga. And the culmination of the result of Jnana, going to the discipline of Jnana Yoga, that you will attain, he says. See, one should go to the discipline of Jnana Yoga. What do you do? Shravanam, 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 Paunapunyena Shravanam, Shravanam, Shravanam. And in Shravanam itself, gradually will become Mananam. Is it? Now, Mandukya heading, Mandukya Advaita Prakaranam itself is Mananam only. Because you are seeing all doubts become clarified, isn't it? Mananam, Mananam, Mananam. Then what happens once Mananam also, Mananam happens means what? Simultaneously, the clear understanding comes. As the doubt becomes, the clarity enhances, clarity enhances. When the clarity enhances means what? The attention is where? This is what I am. Then you are able to repeat, being able to repeatedly see the one's own essence, Paramatma Swarupam being one's own Swarupam, being able to repeatedly see one's essential nature being Atma. That is what Samadhau yachala, yada achalastha siddhi. And repeatedly when you're seeing this fact, you understood the fact, repeatedly seeing one's own nature being Atma, one's own self being this Paramatma Swarupam. Repeatedly see, when repeatedly seeing, naturally it becomes ascertained. That is what? Paramartha Yogaha. Ascertainment will happen only repeatedly dwell upon. Repeatedly when you contemplate upon your own Swarupam, the contemplation means what? Contemplation means with a clear understanding, seeing oneself with a clear understanding of what I am. Seeing oneself with a clear understanding of what I am is samadhav achalas. That is the meaning. Remaining in one's own, placing one's attention totally in one's own swarupam. Repeatedly seeing this, just contemplation. Then that will result in what? Paramartha Yoga. This is how you will attain the vision of the Absolute Reality. Otherwise, Paramartha Yoga, which is the culmination of Jnana Yoga, which the discipline of Jnana Yoga, which was possible for you as a result of living a life of Karma Yoga. Is it clear? I think I have made it clear. Okay. Now let us see the Bhashyam. Shruti Vipratipanna. So, Shruti Vipratipanna. Buddhi is adjective for Buddhi. Now, luckily we have not heard the, we have not read Karma Yoga, Puro Bhaga of the Veda. We have not studied the Karma Upasana Kandas thoroughly. We do not know all the mantras. We do not know the meaning of mantras. And we do not know what all the rituals can be performed, what all the benefits can be attained. We have not really heard. So, we are not distracted. Okay. Those days, people must have had the distractions caused by their knowledge of various things in the Attakama Dharmas accomplishable as a result of performing rituals. Their distraction was only Karma Upasana Kanda results. In the place of Karma Upasana Kandas, we have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, this WhatsApp and then what not. Okay, whatever we have now nowadays. So those days people had distractions. They didn't have all these things, but what were the distractions? People were given to the discipline of studying Shastram. So they must have studied the Karma Upasana Khandas. And they know what all rituals can be performed, what all benefits can be accomplished. How Artha Kama Dharmas also can be pursued, accomplished as a result of performing rituals and practicing meditations. Even the heavenly pleasures. Oh, let me live my life as long as I live. After the death, let me go to heaven. Why not? Let me try. Anyway, the death is definite here. After death, let me go to heaven. But Shastram promises, why should I avoid that? We're interested in going to heaven also. Higher lokas, and enjoying heavenly pleasures. So they, all the attraction, always their minds were what? Distracted. Such distracted minded, the distracted buddhi, mind, is said to be vipratipanna buddhihi. Vipratipanna buddhihi means viseshana pratipanna buddhihi. Vipratipanna buddhihi, the mind which is completely, totally deluded. Okay, vipratipanna, deluded, confused and distracted towards many, many, many results, benefits promised in the Karma Upasana Khandas. Shruti means here Karma Upasana Khandas of Veda. Shruti Vipratipanna Buddhihi. So Shankaracharya says, Aneka Sadhya Sadhana Sambandha Prakashana Shruti Bihi. Shrutya Vipratipanna Vipratipanna. Vipratipanna means deluded, polluted, contaminated, confused, disturbed, distracted. Past, passive, participle. So many meanings you can say for this. Okay? So vipratipanna participle. Buddhi is the noun of vipratipanna buddhihi. Vipratipannam manah vipratipanna buddhihi. The deluded, distracted, disturbed mind. Distracted by what? Shruti. Not nobody else. Karma Upasana Khandas of Shruti. See, Jnana Khanda removes all delusion. Karma Upasana Khandas can contribute for delusion. Delusion means what? Being distracted, completely distracted and disturbed, being attracted towards various objects in the world in terms of Artha Kama Dharmas. How? Shrutya means what? By Shruti, Karma Upasana Khandas. How? He says, the Vedic statements, Shruti bhihi, vipratipanna buddhihi. The person whose intellect is deluded, polluted, distracted by the various Vedic statements. Prakashayanti, prakasham means what? Which are revealing. The various statements revealing the connection between the means and the ends. Not one, aneka sadhana sadhya sambandha prakashana shruti. Many, many Vedic, the mantras consisting of Vedic statements which talk about, which speak of, which reveal the various countless number of, you know, means and ends. Oh, if you do this, means what? Rituals are the means, and the benefits of rituals are the ends. Okay. Sadhanani, sadhyani. Anekani sadhanani. See, Vedas Shrutayaha, శ్రుతయః అనేకాని సాధనాన్ని ప్రకాశయంతి, అనేకాని సాధ్యాన్ని ప్రకాశయంతి, సాధన సాధ్య సంబంధ విషయం ప్రకాశయతి. Therefore, there are many Vedic statements which speak of, which bring to light, which reveal the connection between the means and ends, connect countless number of means and ends. What happens when you listen to them? Naturally, oh my God, when we perform Vayavya Yaga, because Vayavya Yaga, if I perform, Vayu will bring, money will come to me with the speed of Vayu. Vayavya Yaga. I tell you, when I was very young, we tried, one of my friends, one girl, she wanted to do Vayavya Yaga. We had this in somewhere. And really we tried to get the people, we couldn't get people really who could perform Vayavya Yaga. We had some rituals. So Vayavya Yaga is performed invoking the grace of Vayu. You perform, abundance of wealth will come to you in the speed of Vayu. Who will not perform? I tell you, who will perform? If I tell you this, if you perform this, you will get a lot of money. So nowadays we'll go for lottery. Those days lottery was not there. Lottery was in the form of what? Rituals. Buy this lottery. There's a pause. At least the lottery, there's no possibility. You may win the lottery, may not win the lottery. But perform the ritual with the Shraddha properly, the ritual is 100% effective. If it is performed as it is prescribed. So I want to give one example, okay, like this. So many rituals promising so many results. Sadhanani, sadhyani, bahuni sadhanani sadhyani, sutayaha prakashayanti. So prakashanen, okay. So by the Vedic statements which speak of the connection between the countless number of means and ends, shrutibihi, shravanaihi, by listening to them, listening also, vipratipanna. Vipratipanna means what? Nana pratipanna. Nana pratipanna. Nana pratipanna means distracted towards many things. Nana pratipanna. So Shravanaihi means what? By listening to the Vedic statements, revealing, discussing, presenting this connection between various means and ends. Vipratipanna, Nana Pratipanna. Distracted towards many things. Means what? Distracted means attention is given to so many things. Let me do this ritual, let me get this, let me, you know. Nowadays, same thing is happening even seeing the YouTube also. Isn't it? Do this, do go to this temple, you get this one, do go to this temple, you'll get this, means what? Or Shruti Vipratipannaha, like that, okay? Do this puja, you'll get this phalam. It means all Shruti Vipratipanna. Attention becomes diverted to many things. Then the person who attention is diverted towards many things said to be Vipratipanna Buddhihi. Shruti Vipratipanna means what? He says, Vikshipta Sati, Vikshipta. Vikshipta means what? Having been thrown. Vikshipta means thrown to many things. Attention is placed in many things. Vikshipta Sati, being placed all over. Being thrown everywhere. You are sitting in one place. Your buddhi goes all over. Vikshipta buddhi. Vikshipta buddhi. Suti pratipanna buddhi. Nana pratipanna buddhi. Got it now? Tau buddhi. Yada. That buddhi, my God. That buddhi becomes what now? That moha. That is mohena கலுஷிதா புத்தி. இது மோகேன கலுஷிதா புத்தி, தட் புத்தி இஸ் கம்ப்ளீட்லி பொல்யூட்டட், மேட் இம்பியூர் பை த இம்பியூரிட்டி ஆஃப் டெல்யூஷன். சச் எ மைண்ட் யதா வென் யஸ்மின் காலே ஸ்தாஸ்யதி ஸ்திரீபூதா பவிஷ்யதி. Sthasati means what? Sthiri bhuta bhavishyati. When that buddhi becomes firm, will remain firm, nischala. Nischala means what? Vikshepa chalana varjita. When that sachi buddhi, the distracted buddhi, when it will remain firmly, being free from all distractions. Vikshepa means what? Chalana. Nischala buddhihi means vikshepa chalana varjita sati. Being free from. Sati being, varjita free. Being free from all forms of agitations and distractions. Vikshepa chalana varjita sati, being free from all sorts of distractions and restlessness, agitations, samadhau. Samadhau means what? Atma is called samadhi here. Samadhi is equal to atma. Samadhau means atmani. May be very careful. Mind is also called Atma. Mind also called Samadhi. Here, reality is also called, no, implied by the term Atma. Reality is implied by the term Samadhi. Samadhau means Atmani. Why my Atma is said to be Samadhi here? Gives a beautiful example, the good explanation here. சமாதியே சித்தம் அஸ்மின் இது சமாதி. சமாதியே சித்தம் அஸ்மின் இது சமாதி. யூ மஸ்ட் நோ வை ஆத்மா இஸ் செட் டு பி சமாதி. மைண்ட் இஸ் செட் டு பி சமாதி பிகாஸ் இந்திரியாணி சமாதியே அஸ்மின் இது சமாதி. பட் ஹியர் சித்தம் சமாதியதே அஸ்மின், சித்தம் சமாதியதே அஸ்மின் இதி சமாதி. சித்தம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? மைண்ட். சோ தட் இன் விச் தி மைண்ட் ரிசால்வ்ஸ், மைண்ட் இஸ் பிளேஸ்ட், that in which the mind abides, that in which the mind, you know, settles, resolves. Which mind? The mind which has the vision, the mind which has the knowledge of the Atma, abides in the Atma. Therefore, chittam samadhiyate yasmin, or asmin iti samadhihi. So, samadhi here is atma. So, vikshepa chalana varjita sati, without any distractions, being free from distractions and agitations, and the mind attention remains in atma, remains in atma, samadhau sthasyati. So samadhiyate chittam asmiti samadhi, atma tasmin atmani, in that atma in which the Jnani's mind abides, that Atma, Achala. Achala means what? Again, for Achala, వికల్పవర్జిత వితౌట్ ఎనీ డిస్ట్రాక్షన్. వికల్పవర్జిత బుద్ధి ఈజ్ ఎబుల్ టు అంతఃకరణం స్థాస్యతి. తదా తస్మిన్ కాలే, ఆర్ యు ఫాలోయింగ్? తస్మిన్ కాలే, ఇట్ ఈజ్ అట్ దట్ టైమ్ యోగం అవాప్స్యసి, యు విల్ అటైన్ వాట్? యోగం అవాప్స్యసి మీన్స్ వాట్? వివేక ప్రజ్ఞాం సమాధిం ప్రాప్స్యసి. సమాధిం ప్రాప్స్యసి మీన్స్ వాట్? యూ విల్ హ్యావ్ పరమార్థ యోగ, యూ విల్ హ్యావ్ ది క్లియర్ విషన్ ఆఫ్ ది అసర్టైన్డ్ విషన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మ, యూ విల్ అటైన్ ది అసర్టైన్డ్ విషన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మ. Then you will have what now? Which is Jnana Nishtha. As a result of contemplation, you will attain this ascertained vision. Samadhim Prapsisi means what? Samadhi is Atma. See, abiding in oneself, abidance in oneself is Atma Jnana Nishtha. Said to be samadhi. Samadhi means atma. Okay, samadhi also means what? Atma jnana nishtha. Abidance in one's own self. Then you attain the abidance in yourself. You attain ascertained vision of the atma. Which is the result of having attained the discriminative understanding as a result of living life of karma yoga. Viveka prajna samadhi means ascertained vision of the atma in terms of abidance in one's own self will attain ultimately as a result of having the discriminative understanding which attained as a result of living a life of karma yoga. Got it? This much is the explanation then. Tasmin kale yogam avapsisi viveka prajnam samadhim prapsisi. So what he emphasizes here, I had to explain here. One has to be contemplative. Nischala buddhi, achala buddhi nischala yada sthasyati means what? Nischalataya sthanam. Attention of the mind remaining, being placed in one's own essential nature means being contemplative. Repeatedly dwelling upon one's own nature, which one has already clearly understood through Shravanam and Mananam. You want people to focus, no? That is the contemplation. That contemplation itself is possible only if a person has what? Contemplative disposition. Means one must have a steady mind. The disturbed mind cannot focus. The disturbance-free mind, distraction-free mind alone can have what? This contemplative disposition. If a person has contemplative mental disposition, then contemplation is possible. The contemplation, of course, will result in what? Jnana Nishtha, always said to be Samadhi. Samadhi obviously means what? You have ascertained vision of the reality obtaining as your own self. And the contemplation is possible if you have contemplative disposition, which means distraction-free, disturbance-free mind. That mind is possible, isn't it? Only when you live life karma yoga. When you have viveka, when you have viveka vairagyam, Viveka Vairagyam is very, very important for a person to have a contemplative, meditative, mental disposition. Viveka Vairagyam is not there, one cannot have contemplative mental disposition. So Viveka Vairagyam is possible only if you live a life of Karma Yoga. So living a life of Karma Yoga, for the discipline of Karma Yoga, results in the attainment of Viveka Vairagyam. Viveka Vairagyam enables a person go through the discipline of Karma Jnana Yoga. It means helps a person go through Shravana Mananam and blesses a person with contemplative mental disposition. So contemplation results in the ascertained vision of the Atma, which is Paramartha Yoga. Paramartha Yoga is otherwise said to be what? Atma Jnana Nishtha, which itself is moksha, which itself is freedom. Clear now? Okay. Next verse. Sometimes now I feel just Swamiji comes to my mind suddenly. Exactly what Swamiji was saying in the class. So tada tasmin kale viveka yogam means viveka prajnam samadhim avapsasi. Avapsasi, prapsasi, same meaning. The different prefixes, that's all. Okay, next. Prashna bijam pratilabhya. Prashna bijam pratilabhya. Arjunaha uvacha. Prashnasya bijaha. Bijam means what? Bijam means a seed. Seed means what? Some reason, cause. Prashnaya, prashnam kartum, karanam prapya. Prashna bijam pratilabhya. Having got pratilabhya, having got the seed, the cause for questioning, means what? Having found the reason for questioning. Prashnam kartum, prashnaya, vishayam pratilabhya. Having got, he has some understanding, and based on which he can raise a question now. Oh, he says what? There's a person of Paramartha Yoga. Paramartha Yoga is a word used by Adishankara Bhagavatpada. There's a person of Samadhi. That there's a person who has the clear, ascertained, doubt-free vision of the Atma. Atma Jnana Nishtaha. Brahma Jnana Nishtaha. Samadhi. Samadhiman Purushaha. Isn't that's a person? So he says, Prashna Bijam Pratilabhya, having got some reason for questioning, Arjunaha Uvacha, Arjuna said, Labdha Samadhi Prajnasya Lakshana Butsaya. Arjuna asked, Arjuna said to Krishna, how? Bubutsaya. Bodhum icha bubutsa. Again, it's desiderative. Bodhate, bodhati, knows. Bodhum, to know. Bodhum icha bubutsa, bubutsa. Desire to know is bubhutsa. Like bubhuksha, bhoktum icha bubhuksha. Bodhum icha bubhutsa. Bubhutsaya, with the desire to know. Know what? Lakshanam. Lakshanasya bubhutsa. Lakshana bubhutsa. The desire to know the definition of Labdha Samadhi Prajna. See, Labdha Samadhi Prajna Yena Saha Labdha Samadhi Prajna. So samadhi means atma. Samadhi pragyaha means atma pragyaha. Pragya means knowledge. Samadhi means atma. So samadhi pragya means atma jnanam. Simple word, is it? Samadhi pragya. We get frightened. A samadhi pragya is another word for atma jnanam. So labdham atma jnanam yena. Saka labdha atma jnanaha. Labdha samadhi pragya yena. Saka labdha samadhi pragya. The person of ascertained vision of the atma. The person who has the clear, ascertained, doubt-free vision of the Atma is Labdha Samadhi Prajnaha, the one by whom knowledge of the Atma has been obtained, attained. He is Labdha Samadhi Prajnaha. Samadhi, Samadhehe Prajna, Labdha Yena, Saha Labdha Samadhi Prajnaha. Samadhehe prajna, samadhi prajna. Samadhi prajna labdha yena, saka labdha samadhi prajna. The person of ascertained vision of the Atma, his lakshanam, tasya lakshanam. Labdha samadhi prajnasya lakshanam, lakshana bubutsaya. The desire to know the definition of Ajnani, who has ascertained vision, Arjuna, having found reason for questioning, he spoke to Krishna. Okay. Arjuna uvacha sthita prajnasya ka bhasha samadhis tasya keshava sthita prajnasya ka bhasha samadhisthasya keshava sthita dhih kim prabhasheta kimasita vrajeta kim. So in this verse, three words are synonyms. Sthita prajna, samadhistha, sthitadhihi. Three words mean the same. Samadhistha, sthitadhihi, sthita prajna. So, that's very simple. Ka bhasha, kim prabhasheta, kim asita, kim vrajeta. Four questions. Ka bhasha. Kim prabhasheta, kim asita, kim vrajeta. Four questions. Four questions based on whom? Based on four questions are about whom? Four questions are about one person, a jnani. Who is jnani? Samadhistha. Samadhihi atma. Samadhau tishtati iti samadhistaha atmastaha. Samadhistaha ityukte atmastaha ityartaha. Atmani tishtati iti atmastaha. Samadhau tishtati iti samadhistaha. Swasmin tishtati iti swastaha. Swastaha samadhistaha atmastaha mean the same. Remaining in oneself means what? Remaining in Atma means what? Being oneself. Just being oneself is remaining in oneself. Remaining in oneself means what? Not mistaking body, mind and complex as the meaning of the word I. Not mistaking the body, mind and complex as the meaning of the word I. And seeing the abstract, formless, subtlest consciousness, the pure consciousness alone, as the meaning of the word I, is being oneself, remaining in oneself. The remaining in oneself, said what now? Samadhistaha, the one who remains in oneself, one who sees oneself as the Atma, the one in whose vision the self is only Atma, not the body, mind and complex. He is Samadhistaha, Tannil Tilekkindravan, Swasmin Tishtati Iti Swastaha. That's why a jnani is said to be the absolutely healthy person. Swastaha means healthy. As long as you are Dehastaha, Manastaha, Pranastaha, Buddhistaha, then you are what? Aswastaha. Okay? If your attention is where? Dehastaha. Dehe ahamiti buddhihi asti dehastaha. Manasi ahamiti buddhihi, the manastaha. Buddhihi ahamiti buddhihi, buddhistaha. Pranaha ahamiti buddhihi, panastaha. Atma ahamiti buddhihi, atmastaha. Understand now? Samaristaha. So the one who places his eye in consciousness, Atma, is atmastaha, samaristaha. And he is sthita prajna, sthita prajna yasya, the one who is saka sthita prajna, the person of doubt-free, firm knowledge. The same meaning, sthita dhihi, sthita dhihi. Same meaning, sthita dhihi yasya, sthita dhihi. The person sthita prajna, sthita dhihi mean the same. Sita prajnaha, the person of ascertained vision. Jnana nishtavan purushaha. Sita dihi, same meaning. Sita dihi, sita prajnaha means the person of ascertained vision. Samadhistaha, the person who abides in one's own self. It's a jnani. Ka bhasha, what is his language? Means what is his language? Language means what? What is the definition? Ka bhasha literally means language. What is the definition of that person? Bhasha shabdasa, we'll see later on bhasham. Okay. Then, kim prabhasheta, how does he speak? Kim asita, how does he sit? Kim vrajeta, kim means what? But here in Shrike's katham. Katham Vrajeta means what? How does he conduct himself? Vrajeta means how does he walk? How does he move? How does he conduct himself? Means how does he live his life? How does a wise person naturally, effortlessly, spontaneously just remains himself? It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? Sthita. No, simple. Sthita. Sthita means what? Pratishthita. Sthita means what? Remains. Remains how? Pratishthita. Means what? Firmly. Firmly remains. What is it firm here? What is aham asmi param brahma iti prajna? Aham param brahma asmi iti prajna. The knowledge that I am the absolute reality. Prajna means knowledge. Aham asmi param brahma. Aham param brahma asmi iti prajna. Yasya sthita pratishthita sahasita prajnaha, the person whose knowledge is firm, that and is firm as the person whose knowledge is firm ascertained as I the self am absolute reality, Brahma, That person is Sita Prajna. Okay. Tasya ka bhasha kim bhashanam vachanam. What is his speech? Means what? What is the speech about? He means what? What is the definition? Katham asau parehi bhashyate. What he says, ka bhasha means kim bhashanam vachanam. What is the speech? Which speech here? Katham asau parehi bhashyate. How he is described by others. How he is talked of, spoken of, spoken by others. How he is spoken by others, the definition. How is he described? Bhashyate, how is he spoken about by others? Aso parehi katham bhashyate. That's the meaning of ka bhasha. Okay. Samadhistasya. Samadhotsthitasya. See, samadhistaha means samadhotishtati iti samadhistaha. Samadhotsthitaha iti samadhistaha. One who remains as oneself. One whose identity is with the Atma. Only the abstract formless consciousness. Just as wave is water, for him I is equal to abstract formless pure awareness, pure consciousness. Wave is water, nothing but water. Similarly, I is consciousness. The first person singular pronoun I does not mean anything other than consciousness for him. And he is samadhistaha. Samadhositasya. Okay. Now next we will go to next sentence. Sthitadhihi. Same meaning again. So Shankara Bhagavatpada does not explain that much. Okay. Stita dihi, stita dihi. Okay. Stita dihi, stita pragyaha, swayam va kim prabhasheta. See, first, ka bhasha ityasya prashnasya, kaha artaha, anyaihi saha kim bhashyate. Katham bhashyate, paraihi. How is he talked about, described by others? And what does he speak? Swayamva kim bhaprabhasheta. Got it now? What do others speak about him? What does he speak? What are spoken by others is definition of him. Swayamva kim prabhasheta. What does he himself speak? Kim asita vrajeta kim. Kim asita, how does he sit? Kim vrajeta, how does he move? How does he go? What does it mean? See, how does he move? How does he sit? How does he mean what now? How do these activities of the person happen? Understand? Oh, jnani comes. Now people have, you know, jnani means one lady came to India, okay? And she was, he came from London, and then she was expecting Swamiji. She's a very nice lady, but she has some understanding. Let me tell you this story, okay? A little bit. And she thinks jnani means to sit like this, should not speak, should not keep your eyes like this, sit, you know. And Swamiji was bubbling in joy and is talking and then all those things. And she was wondering, you know. She had a complete different idea. So she thought Swamiji is not a jnani. Okay. How can we decide? Because they have idea. Jnani means somewhere sit quietly, close your eyes, open your eyes only when people come, and then just do this and again close your eyes. Jnani should not do anything. That's the idea. They have, people have wrong idea. He is asking, that is not the idea here, okay? See, kim prajeta, kim asita means, how does he sit, how does he walk? What does it mean is, how all these activities of him happen? How do all his activities happen? Means, how does he behave? How does he conduct himself? Okay. So Shankaracharya says, asanam. Asanam means what? Asanam, sitting. Vrajanam, moving, movement. Va tasya katham. Tasya asanam, vrajanam va katham. So how do these activities of sitting, movement, moving, etc. happen of that person? Okay. So Shankaracharya says, sitapragyasya lakshanam anena shlokena prichyati. So anena shlokena, through this verse, in this verse, Arjuna asks for the definition of a wise person. Sitapragyasya lakshanam prichyati anena shlokena. Sitapragyasya lakshanam kim iti prichyati. He asks Krishna for the definition of the wise person. Okay. Now Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the next verse. Remind me of the time. Okay. I think we'll do next class. It's all right. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.